Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we welcome District 7 Republican candidate for the State House of Representatives, Doug Post. And Doug, you're facing opposition in the Republican primary. And first off, why did you decide to once again seek election to the State House of Representatives?
Well, whenever I look at that, it's got to go back to my family. You want to maintain this South Dakota way of life for my kids as they grow up and get older. We've got kids in college, going into college, all the way down to kindergartners in our family, and we've been blessed to have that opportunity and just want to maintain this good conservative state with conservative values.
Tell us a bit about yourself for people who don't know you.
My wife and I farm just south of town here, a little bit towards Lake Campbell, and we milk 36 cows, just a small dairy. But we also do have a feedlot where we're feeding steers, and my wife does retail beef in the town here, and we understand a lot more of that business aspect of how the economy and inflation are affecting day-to-day lives. And I mean, our cost of production goes up, people have to spend, I mean, we have to charge more, and it just trickles through the entire economy. So,
Doug, as we sit here today, we're a long way from the next session. The budget is always dominant, but we really don't know at this point what it's going to be like. So here's how I'm wording it. What are your budget priorities if you're reelected, or if you're elected once again and go to peer?
Well, with the federal money that's coming in, we really got to make sure that we're investing that for the people that are going to have to pay it back. Any investment needs to be on long-term structures, I believe, and things that are going to still be there for our kids to benefit from, and not necessarily something that's just going to be a flash in the pan or quick response. Infrastructure, heart roads and bridges, those type of things, especially in the county level, I would like to see more of that infrastructure built up. I got a bridge going to my house that's just getting done now, and that's been a long time in coming, and the county shouldn't have to sit and wait for money to come in like it is, and those should really be more prioritized in order to help us, get our number one business is agriculture. And we need to get those raw materials to towns so that people can do the processing and work here.
Let's talk a little bit about education first. K-12, they got a 6% boost this year. That's probably not going to be an every year thing. What are your priorities for K-12 education?
Well, with inflation, the way it's hitting things right now, and looking back, 6% probably wasn't enough.
Right.
There's absolutely no reason to keep going backwards. That needs to be reprioritized. As far as I think there's a lot of other aspects that are coming into education. juvenile justice, for instance, is one thing that, they had bills that came through and took some of that, that area of control away from the counties and dumped it on the school districts. That's really something that needs to be, then you're taking educational dollars away from what could be going to salaries and other programs, and putting it into doing, juvenile justice, which should really be a county job or with state help.
How about higher ed, universities, tech schools? Where would you like to see the money divvied up there and how?
Well, that's an interesting area because, the state already does massive funding for higher education. And so it's a little bit of a case where we need to watch where it's going and make sure it's going to the right places. I've got one daughter that's in college right now and another one coming, so I certainly don't want it to get any more expensive. But I appreciate keeping it in a place where kids can work through and help pay for some of their education as they go. I think it means a lot more to them, and they get more out of it if they have some skin in the game. So I'm definitely not looking to go to free college by any means.
Right. They were able this year to offset the pay increase for staff and faculty at the universities and the tech schools. If you could do that again, would you support that?
Well, I think if we can't be dumping it back on the students, but there's, other places. I was a co-signer of Senate Bill 55 when I was in last time, which was intended to take a hard look at cutting some of the costs that are going into universities. Do we have programs and departments that aren't necessarily providing the benefit for the state, from a state taxpayer's point of view, but yet we need to have those good graduates that really hit the ground and jobs that are needed in the state.
You mentioned my next question already, but we'll delve into it a little bit more, and that's juvenile justice. It became a hot topic. It looks like there will be a summer study on it. ever since the reform, I think it was 2015, as you said, more and more has been put on the schools. Any ideas on what would be the best way to handle that?
We'll have to see what the summer study comes out with. I mean, it's really, I really compliment VJ for digging into that subject and having the courage to bring that, because it's one of those touchy things where legislators don't like going back in and changing stuff that prior legislators have put through. But it's been there in place long enough that we can see that it definitely needs attention, and it's an area that we need to do more on. So,
Doug, if you go back to Pierre, what would be the priorities for you?
I would definitely be looking at another placement on the Appropriations Committee. Enjoying the appropriations is probably a little bit of a stretch, but it's the most effective use of my time when I'm out there. I would really look forward to that placement, because you really get your hands in and you don't know what's going to come up every session. I mean, the last session I was in, we were going through session just fine, and all of a sudden, 1st of March hit, and we had rumors of COVID and what exactly this is going to mean. And suddenly, that last 2 weeks, it was all COVID, and we had to completely revamp. So you just never really know what's going to hit. But if you're in the Appropriations Committee, you'll get to have a little bit of a say and influence things no matter what subject comes up.
Final question, Doug. On June 7th, why should Republican voters in District 7 vote Doug Post?
I'd appreciate everyone's vote because, you know, it is primary season in South Dakota. And when you got a state that's dominated by Republicans, everybody's running to be a conservative Republican. And I guess I have the voting record to back that up and would appreciate everyone's vote.
Doug Post, thank you very much.
Thank you.
District 7 Republican Representative Doug Post right here at Brookings Radio.